Lesson 2. Step 2. Absolutely know what is expected of you as manager. You need to know exactly what it is upper management expects from you. If you have any doubt, chances are they are expecting something you might not be able to deliver. This is why the information flow, as stated in Step 1, is so important. What you should expect from yourself is to always think big. You are either in management, or inspiring to be in management, because deep down you know, you can do the job. One thing that is for certain, you are expected to create a strong team, inspire the team to perform well, clearly state the goals expected of the team, achieve those goals with proof from statistical data, and recognize and reward a job well done. In order to achieve and even surpass expectations, you will always need a good solid plan that is well understood by all. You will need to figure out how to best develop, communicate, and train the processes and procedures associated with the plan. You need to make sure that there is no doubt from your staff regarding the goals at hand. These goals can vary from call center metrics such as customer satisfaction survey results to a production line such as how many units need to be made per hour. How you structure your department can determine whether or not you hit your goals. You need to make sure the setup and flow of the department works in efficiency and harmony. In order for the department to flow in harmony, you first need to make sure you and your team fully understands the company's systems, products, and/or services.